Presidente, Bulgaria aligns with the EU statement. We thank the Special Rapporteur for her comprehensive presentation and her report. The COVID-19 pandemic presented an immense challenge for all, and especially for the most vulnerable members of society. The digital technologies offered a possibility to continue with our daily lives and became almost indispensable, including in the area of education. They created a unique opportunity to safeguard the right of every person to free quality public education, but also highlighted and exacerbated underlying inequalities. The Republic of Bulgaria is adamant that ensuring access to quality education and encouraging children to attend school regularly is vital for their full development and their successful future realization and social inclusion. Long-distance learning solutions prevent interruption of the educational process and provide conditions for inclusive education in times of crisis. In the period 2020-2022, learning in a digital environment was an everyday experience for most of Bulgaria's youth. Still, some pupils and students could not be covered. Due to insufficient technical means, there was a significant risk of increased dropouts, especially for children from vulnerable groups. Expedient and decisive measures, including relevant legislative amendments and financial provisions, are put into practice to ensure the quality and accessibility of Bulgarian education. Madam Special Rapporteur, given the findings in your report, could you elaborate on your major concerns for education in a national and international context, considering the digital divide and inequalities in access to technical means? Le agradezco por su atención.